This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
All right, here it is, our grand finale. Finale of the season of I Want Your Flex. Season number 4. He's Mike Harmon. Hit him up at Swollen Dome. Ryan Bershinger is our executive producer. Find him at Ryan Bershinger. And you can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. We now can officially look ahead, Mike, to the 2024 season. And we do so in our yearly tradition. We have a draft of the top 60 players, regardless of what our lineups would be, on who we think should be the top 60 players in 2024.
It's always a fun process to go through. Obviously, a lot of changes still in the offing, free agency, maybe a couple of trades, general chaos, buyouts, all that fun stuff, and that pesky thing called the draft. You know, me, my Chicago I've got a couple of weeks where I've got to sort out everything that gets said from coordinators to coaches to maybe current quarterbacks, maybe former quarterbacks. Either way, drag in Equanimee St. Brown by saying, hey, you got girls in your you talk to that you're not following. You know, it's all that fun stuff, guys, and it's the fun part of the equation because, let's face it, everybody loves a draft.
Are you excited to have the number one overall pick, or is it more of a, like, I just want to know what they're going to do?
I think it would be the latter at this point.
Sure.
Right? Because it's been built up for months.
Yes.
At this point, especially when we watched what a great job Carolina did this year. That, yeah. All right, you we've been drafting number one, right, as Bears fans and people that follow it. It's like, you know, you've had the number one pick for a long time. April is a long time away.
Not too dissimilar to me watching the Broncos during the Russell Wilson season. Like, every loss was a benefit for them. Not as great as it was for you to get the first overall pick, but it was fun watching another team lose and just have you directly and greatly benefit.
Oh, yeah.
It is a unique feeling. That's why I always want my team to have two first-round picks, because there's just – and it hardly ever happens, but I always think that that's fun. You can just openly root against someone else.
Well, the best of it now, though, is all the talking and theories of where Justin Fields may go. Does he stay? It gets into this long debate of it could be consummated, but until Roger Goodell walks across the stage,
sure,
it doesn't matter. Right? We can have people report everything till Sunday about sources and who guys are following, where they're vacationing. Hey, he's throwing with Kyle Pitts. Still doesn't mean a damn thing.
One of them could be joining the bloodline.
You never right? know.
How about that? That was a rough.
That was nicely done.
Reference for Mike.
That was really well done.
Did you get that, Bursch? Did you get that?
No.
No, that's all right. That's okay.
Maybe comes in and works with The Rock. Yeah.
It's three levels of wrestling. Mike, the into it. I am basically just kept abreast via what pops up in my TikTok algorithm, and then there's Bursch. That's where we are. All right, the three of us are going to draft our top 60. Let's get right to it. Mike, you're the expert. I'm not going to have you pick one. If you want to pick one, you can. Where do you want to pick in this? One, two, or three?
I'll take three.
Okay.
I did one last year, and I went with McCaffrey, and that paid off in spades. He was 100 points better in PPR leagues than the next best running back. So I'll take that as the victory lap and spike the ball Gronk style.
All right, Bursch, you can choose. Do you want one or two?
This is going to sound selfish, but I'm going to take one, and that's because I think when I was looking at the very top of the draft, I think the person who's going to be two is making the most interesting choices. So I want to give that to you, Dan.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're the most interesting man in the world.
All right, Bursch, then you're on the clock.
Then I will take the boring one. We'll leave the interesting ones. I will take Christian McCaffrey, number one. I think he's going to be at the top of virtually every draft board come draft season. Yes, it may depend on PPR. A receiver might climb up, but I think the next three receivers on the board are all guys that can go in really any order. But I think if you have the number one overall pick, you can't ignore what Christian McCaffrey just did. He was the undisputed number one player in fantasy. And to lock that down at the running back position and just hope that the injury bug doesn't come back for him, I think that's the choice that you have to make right now.
I think Ryan is correct that number two and the number three are very, very interesting decisions. I always feel that there is a regression from great seasons. And I would love to pick one guy, but I just think that there's going to be a regression. So I'm going to take someone who I think is a little down the list that I just expect to have a monstrous year in 2024. Bijan Robinson.
Ooh,
yes.
Look at you.
Yes, you heard
you
me.
You had to kill off Arthur Smith, and now you get unleashed.
There's just so many good vibes around Atlanta right now. With the hiring of Raheem Morris, with Mike's point of Arthur Smith not being there.
Saved him for good, Dan. He thought he was going to have him this year.
I don't know. I don't know if the Falcons fans really wanted Bill Belichick, but it sure feels like Raheem Morris there on a full-time basis is a good feel. And I just think Bijan is in for a huge, huge year in Atlanta, so I'll take him number two.
Well, cool. You leave me in hell because you got lots of question marks, and as we evaluate the players and they come off the board, we'll make those known. And basically, I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, that's who I debated.
And, you know, we've had a lot of fun with the, hey, Dak Prescott wants $60 million. I don't care. I'm not relying on him to win me a playoff game. I just need him to wing it around in the regular yes. season. And CeeDee Lamb, what you saw in the second half, expect more of that.
A quick CeeDee Lamb note. So I had CeeDee Lamb on my longtime league this year, and I lost in the championship game. So every time I see the replay of the 92-yarder or whatever against Detroit, reminds me that I lost the championship game. Like, there's those highlights. It helped me at the time. Coming out of that game that week, I'm like, awesome. Then Lamar Jackson went and threw five touchdowns the next day. And Carson Butker, I think, kicked 89 field goals in that game for the Chiefs. But the CeeDee Lamb was great. And that's who I was debating on if I would take Lamb or if I would take Bijan at number two.
Finish number one with that monstrous run down the stretch and in the fantasy playoffs. came through. So that's where I go back to.
All right, Bursch, back to you again at four.
All right. I thought that the two through four would all be receiver, but I do agree that Bijan should be the second running back taken off the board. I think that the lowest he should go is five. So I'm deciding here really between Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill here at four. And I agree, again, like I said, with CeeDee Lamb, I think that Lamb, Tyreek, and Jefferson can all go in any order right now. I will lean Tyreek Hill here only because we're still not entirely certain on the Vikings quarterback situation.
Sure.
It will most likely be Kirk Cousins, and if it's Cousins, then you can count on the same amount of productivity from Justin Jefferson. But with the big play potential and with what we know that Tyreek Hill can do in the Dolphins offense, I will take Tyreek Hill here at four.
I'll make it easy, then I'll just take Justin Jefferson because I don't think I don't think I need to overthink that one, but I do agree with the Kirk Cousins returning to Minnesota. I think that's actually a no-brainer. Mm. Cousins doesn't – it's not all about money. It's the injury. Jefferson wants back. I think it makes sense.
I'm with you. With Kirk Cousins, it's will you guarantee him a lot of money? Because I don't know if he goes back. Like, he's gotten guaranteed money every year for how long now?
I know, yeah.
Like, you don't go back once you've hit that point. All right, the next one, a little more difficult, right? We got a couple of running backs on the board that stare you in the face. But I'm going to go and I'm going to take a PPR monster, and I'll just take Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I was curious on when our first Lion was going to go, and I know there's a lot of intrigue on the various Lions that are available, but I don't think it's any surprise that St. Brown is the numero uno out of the Lions den.
Third in PPR leagues in 2023, a good 33 points ahead of number four.
All right, Bursch, you're up at number seven in our top 60 draft for 2024.
I think that this back half of the first round is incredibly interesting right now because of there's some very high ceiling running backs that you can go with. There's a couple of wide receivers that you look at in situations that should bounce back from last season. Right here, I'm deciding between two running backs, and I will go Kyren Williams. And I think it's very even between him and Breece Hall here. I will lean Kyren Williams because we know what the Rams offense wants to do, and that's just pound it with Kyren and throw the ball to Puka. And the amount of production that we saw with him, he's a true three-down back. And the numbers he put up last year were phenomenal. I love Breece Hall, absolutely love him. It's just... looking at that situation, I think that right now I would lean Kyren.
I was hoping Kyren would fall to me at number eight. That did not happen. I will take Breece Hall, and again, for the bounce back. The Jets' offensive line can't get any worse, right? Quarterback position can't get any worse, right? So hopefully for Breece Hall, that's all a boom and a boost to him. I'll take Breece Hall at number eight.
And even with all of those disastrous things, was still number two. PPR yeah. running back,
right.
Which is shocking, right? And shows where the position is overall. All right, so I just couldn't take a Jet, so I'm glad you took him. deep joke. Just listen to the show during the week. You'll know exactly what I mean. All right, coming up next, I'm going to go back wide receiver, and I'm going to hope that Joe Burrow can stay upright. I'll take Ja'Marr Chase.
All right. Yeah. It's a good pick. I think it's also the point of the draft where Mike and I were fighting over James Robinson about 3 years ago.
It's true. Shows how quickly times change, huh?
Oh, man. Let the good times roll. All right, Bursch, you're up at number 10.
At number 10 here, I'm once again deciding between two running backs. I will go Jonathan Taylor because you figure with a whole year of Anthony Richardson under center and a whole year where Jonathan Taylor's healthy, the production is there in both the run game and the pass game. I lean him over Gibbs because as much as I really like Gibbs, I think he is going to be fully worthy of being drafted up in this area. David Montgomery is still there, and we saw in the playoffs they still will give him the ball. Taylor doesn't have any sort of threat to him in that backfield right now, so I will take Jonathan Taylor here at 10.
I'll make this observation because I have got this next pick. I depending on how you are with Gibbs, this is the line. Everybody that we have taken so far, I'm good with. Now I feel like, all right, where are my decisions starting mm-hmm. or starting to happen?
Yeah.
So you either love Gibbs and it's an easy decision at number 11, or maybe you don't love him as much and now you're starting to decipher amongst everyone else. I will take Jahmyr Gibbs in this situation just because I'm not in love with everybody else, but I agree with everything that you said of the questions. There's another player that I thought that I don't want to name because I don't want to name players ahead, but I think that it's a similar situation to Gibbs, and I think I'd rather have Gibbs in that situation. So I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs at number 11.
Missed two games, had David Montgomery there, was still number 10 in PPR
points
at the running back position.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, now it becomes the proverbial dice roll, trying to figure out whereabouts for one player that I'm staring at the board and rolls for others. And when I get down to it, I'm going to take DJ Moore. Now, Justin Fields stays. We talk about operational efficiency and what they were able to do in 2023. Amazing. Even if it's Caleb Williams. I think it comes down to a little bit of trust that Shane Waldron's system can create opportunities and that they will find another wide receiver, whether it's at number one, number two, whatever that is, because they keep Fields and make a trade, Marvin Harrison Jr. maybe, or at number nine, there will certainly still be a wide receiver available. Either way, they're not coming back to the room counting on the 54%, I think, catch rate of Darnell Mooney as their number two. So I will take DJ Moore, that everything will be propped up around him to allow for great success.
I'll never forget taking Mooney a couple of years ago in a guillotine league, and then it was the rain game against the Niners, and I was out in week one. And Mooney, I don't think he had anything.
No, that's right. As you know, one who remembers a lot of the Darnell Mooney, because there were opportunities. He had opportunities, just didn't make plays.
All right, Bursch at number 13.
This second round is going to be incredibly interesting because you have a lot of guys who feel like they should be there, but you can't help but kind of have questions about them. I'm deciding between a couple receivers right now, but I will take Puka Nacua here at 13. Because the guy that I'm deciding between him and I'll just say, like, I'm looking at A.J. Brown here, and you can't help but feel like, oh, A.J. Brown kind of hates his team right now. So
I kind of hate their team right now.
Yeah. I do think that Brown's going to have a better season than he did this past year. But you can't ignore the production of Puka. And if that just continues, this is fully worthy of being a high second round pick.
I think we're going to have our first swear word that we're ever going to have to bleep, and I want your flex.
Let's go.
There's no way I'm taking A.J. Brown. Like, there's no way. I traded for him, and he cost me a fantasy championship. He stunk down the stretch. He is dead to me.
It was Big Dom's fault.
I wouldn't take him at 59 because of that in this draft.
I'm not taking him. Why are you not taking him? Spite.
I'm going to take someone else. We will have to bleep that. We do want to keep it clean here.
It's a family show. Yeah.
I'm going to go boom or bust.
Yep.
Devon Achane.
Yeah.
That's who I like just a little less than Gibbs. But, man, if he would stay healthy,
yep.
Look out, world. So I'll take Devon Achane.
No, that
14.
Is it. I mean, you look at a points per game monster in 23. Now it's a matter of keeping him healthy and keeping that offense going up. Looking at the wide receiver position, you got two or three guys in a row, and you just got a shrug and going, really, do I love them? Do I not? At the running back position, I go to a guy who finished third. We still cursed him a lot because he had six games where he finished with under double-digit points in PPR leagues. And it's a team I had great hopes for, and they failed me miserably. Welcome to our new affiliate in Jacksonville. Hi, Travis.
All right. That is who I probably would have taken if I didn't take Devon Achane, to be perfectly honest with you. So I am down with that pick. I'm down with the underground on that one.
Nicely done.
All right, Bursch. Final five picks of this segment.
I like ETN here because, he was incredibly steady throughout the season. He kind of tailed off a bit at the end, but you figure if the Jaguars offense can get it together, then that's a great pick. He's a very solid pick there. I'm going to go running back here as well, and I will put a slight caveat on this. On the off chance that Saquon does not get the franchise tag, and he does hit the open market, it feels like the Chargers make all the sense in the world. And if Saquon Barkley ends up on the Chargers, that to me is an easy first-round pick.
Yeah, Harbaugh will run him into the ground.
Yeah, yeah, with Greg Roman there as well, especially. So if I will take Saquon here,
all right.
And yeah, to put that asterisk on it, he shoots up draft boards if he somehow ends up elsewhere, especially if that's the Chargers.
I dig that you got the Greg Roman reference in there, because after the disaster that was the Ravens playoff game, you want to talk about a guy who's got to wear that for a full off season of, hey, our identity was this. What did we do in a playoff game? We abandoned it all together because we were down a touchdown. We were down 10 points.
Crazy. When you look at what is left here at number 17, Josh Allen.
Ooh, there we go.
Maybe that's just the best way of saying it.
I'm sorry.
There are so many questions of that team this offseason. Stephon Diggs, what it's going to be like with Joe Brady, as the full-time for a full season. But his legs were amazing. And James Cook ended up being a weapon, but they're still running. He's still running into the end zone. Give me Josh Allen at 17.
Yeah, still the guy in the red zone, talking 40 total touchdowns, even if there's a slight regression like we were talking about there. You're still talking about a weekly force
yes.
that cannot be denied. Boy, now I'm in operational hell here, Dan.
well, that's
because you got
so
two receivers,
yeah.
right? Two receivers from the same team, at least for now. You've got a guy who I think is an all-world talent, but it requires the quarterback to stay upright to get it there. So I will pinch my nose, and I will hope for great things for Garrett Wilson.
All right.
Yay.
We knew you wanted a Jet on your team.
Oh, I had to have a Jet, yeah. The thing is, I really like him.
Yeah,
I think
great.
He's a fantastic player. Just, again, owing to Jets talk with Jason Smith every night, I usually avoid them in my drafts, but here he is, to me, the no-doubter of that group of receivers. Yeah.
I took Garrett Wilson in two different drafts, upper second round both times, coming into this season, because I was just so incredibly high on his ability and teaming up with Aaron Rodgers. And again, like, nobody has been targeted more than Garrett Wilson in their first 2 years. Like, Garrett Wilson has been so incredibly the central focus of that passing offense. It's just unfortunate that everybody who tries to pass to him is bad at it. So if they've got a healthy Aaron Rodgers, he's going to feed Garrett Wilson, and this I think is absolutely a great spot for him. I will also go receiver. AJ Brown is still on the board, but I'm not going to take him. And that's because, like, it is interesting when you look at rankings, and AJ Brown in a lot of these rankings right now is around the 11, 12, 13 overall range. And I get that in terms of his situation and his ability, but you could have made that argument for who he was all of last season, and there were plenty of times where that did not work out. Looking at where they were last season, coming into this season, nobody gets more open in the NFL than Brandon Ayuk. So I will go ahead and take Ayuk here, because of the numbers and the rapport that he has with Purdy. He's definitely an incredibly talented receiver, and I think that he's worth a second round pick.
All right, that leaves the final pick of the first third of our 2024 draft to me. Ayuk's off the board. It was someone that I was eyeing. I don't know if I can go with his teammate in Deebo Samuel. So give me tight end Sam Laporta of the Detroit Lions.
Detroit. What a beast he was this year.
Considering the tight end position, drop off from Kelsey, Andrews obviously injured. But to get another Lion with Ben Johnson sticking around is not a bad thing. So I feel pretty good to wrap up Sam Laporta in that spot.
Solid offense, learned some lessons, and that guy just, like, he was also plastic man. A couple times we thought he was going to be injured and miss significant time, pop right back up, T2 style. Ayuk's the interesting one there, though, just to circle back to you for a sec there, Bursch, is whether he's still a 49er or not.
Yeah.
Right? Potential for a trade. And then we start doing all the Instagram and X reading of family members and close loved ones.
I would have taken him over Josh Allen if I knew that he was going to stay,
yeah,
to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the receiver that I should have traded for instead of stupid A.J. Brown.
Still on the board, A.J. Brown,
still
after 20.
On the board. The drama continues. All right. There it is, our top 20, 21 through 60, coming up in the next edition of I Want Your Flex. It's a two-part season finale here. He's Ryan Bershinger. That's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. This is I Want Your Flex.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.